Pope Francis has this week received the bishops of Albania, who are in the Vatican for their ad limina visit. Among them was Maltese Dominican Archbishop George Frendo, appointed as the Metropolitan Archbishop of Tirana-Dures by Pope Francis himself. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Claudia Bumci about the concerns raised by the bishops and about Pope Francis's list of priorities for the church in Albania.
I can tell that he was more a listener than a speaker. In fact, he invited us, first of all, to introduce ourselves. We are six in all. And then he invited us to speak about the problems, the pros and cons of every single diocese. We expressed our concern about the financial situation of the church in Albania. The church in Albania is very, very poor. And we asked whether through the organizations in the Curia, in the Roman Curia, we could receive some more financial help. Another problem concerns the presence of priests in Albania. There are two dioceses who are, we can say, almost self-sufficient. They still have many missionaries, but they can do with the number of priests that they have, because they have had also many local vocations, the two dioceses in the north. But then other dioceses experience a shortage of priests. I am the Archbishop of Tirana, and I can speak about the situation in our diocese. We have, perhaps it's the diocese that has the largest number of Catholics now, with 150,000 Catholics, and always on the increase for two reasons. First of all, because of the internal immigration. Many Catholics from the north are moving towards the center, that is to say the two largest cities in Albania, Tirana and Durres. Moreover, also the fact that, thank God, every year we have a good number of adults who ask to be baptized. In fact, jokingly, I told Pope Francis that following his visit to Albania in September 2015, we had the highest number of catechumens in our church in Tirana, the cathedral church in Tirana. And jokingly, I told him, so please, come again to Tirana. Perhaps we'll have another 100 catechumens. But in this big diocese, as I was saying, 150,000 Catholics, I have only 30 priests. Now that I'm Archbishop for the past 6 months only, I started making my pastoral visits. And it's really painful for me when I go to certain villages, when the people tell me, please send us a priest. But I cannot. We have a big shortage of priests. These were the two main problems about which we expressed ourselves with Pope Francis.
And which were the priorities that the Pope said to you? Does he put some priorities on the Albanian church?
Oh, yes. I can mention three. First of all, to work more intensely for vocations to the priesthood and to religious life. Because when he was there, he was really impressed by the number of youths who welcomed him. That's true. And he told us we must work more intensely for vocations, to promote vocations. Sometimes it's only a word of encouragement that is lacking. Sometimes we ourselves are not aware that perhaps one of those youths whom we meet every day needs just a word of encouragement. This was the first priority. Priority number two, our work with youths. Youths are the future of the church and the future of society. We have to not only inform our youths, but to form them with that Christian spirit which will enable them in the future to influence more the Albanian society. We must form youths in such a way that in the future they will be more present in the areopagi of Albania, in the universities, in hospitals, in political life. We need more Catholics to be present in these areopagi, because it is precisely the Christian values that we must communicate in today's society. The Christian values, which are especially love, brotherhood, solidarity, justice, peace. These are the basic values of the Christian spirit. Thirdly, he told us to pay attention, beware of what he called mondanità, a worldly spirit, because it is quite easy for us to be influenced by a materialistic society, a consumeristic society. And we are to be always living images of the poor Jesus Christ. That is why, let me mention a personal experience. We had a tradition in our archdiocese for Christmas and Easter to invite politicians for a cocktail, a reception in the afternoon. Well, when I was auxiliary bishop, I had to attend these receptions, but I always felt myself like a fish out of the water, because it was for me a big contradiction to invite these politicians, these rich persons, on the day when we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ in extreme poverty. And so instead of this reception, I invited a group of poor people from different areas of our diocese. We invited 100, but 200 turned up. And we saw on that day, we saw a repetition of the miracle of the multiplication of loaves, because everyone was fed. Some also took some foodstuff with them for the other members of the family who were not present. Yeah, it was really a very unique experience. And we did the same then also for Easter. This is how I think the church ought to prove that it is the church of the poor for the poor, on the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
That was Vatican Radio's Claudia Bumci speaking to Archbishop George Frendo from the Archdiocese of Tirana Dures.